Welcome to the Discovering the Jewish Jesus podcast. I'm Rabbi Kurt Schneider. Today's video and audio podcast are two very special messages. Keep listening to hear a unique devotional message. And when you're finished, I encourage you to visit our video podcast to enjoy an amazing evangelistic outreach we did. Baruch Hashem, bless the name of the Lord. Thank you for taking a minute to join me today. This is a mini devotional, if you're tuning in for the first time, called Seeds of Revelation. And the reason we call it Seeds of Revelation is because we're looking to the Lord to give us just a seed of revelation, supernatural revelation, and inspiration by the Ruach HaKodesh that will enter into our soul and produce transformation. I want to go today to the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 2, verse 9. Hear the word of God, beloved. Peter writes this, "The Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the days of judgment." This speaks to us about the sovereignty of God. Number one, Peter exclaims, that He can keep us, that Hashem, that Father God can keep us from temptation. Jesus taught us to pray the same way in what is oftentimes called the Lord's Prayer. Lord, deliver us from evil. Protect us from temptation. I'm so glad to know that at the end of the day, I can cast myself upon the Lord, that it's not just up to us, that our duty is to cling to God, to ask Him to strengthen us, to do our best in resisting evil. But at the end of the day, we can trust God to protect us, to strengthen us, to discipline us, and to bring us out the other end victorious. We might fall and stumble along the way, but at the end of the day, when we're clinging to God, we're always going to make it through. Even if we lose a few battles, beloved, at the end of the day, we will win the war. So Peter prays, "The Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation." You might be struggling with the temptation. You might fall a few times, but God is going to strengthen you if you're clinging to Him, and He's going to lead you to mastery and victory over it. Secondly, Peter's talking here about God's power to keep those that are living lives of rebellion against Him under judgment. In other words, the evil will never overpower the light. God is sovereign. God is in control. He's a canopy over His people. We can trust in Him, beloved, both to do what is right in our own lives and also to keep evil from prospering. Greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world. God, beloved, is doing something wonderful in and through your life. Be patient and keep on pressing on, because you're going to win in the end, and already, even now, you're being successful if you're clinging to God. Because success is simply measured by progress. So if you're making progress, you're being successful. This is Rabbi Schneider saying to you today, I love you. Baruch Hashem. Pass this on to a friend, and let's do this again next week.
We pray you've been blessed, and we hope you will join us for another podcast. If the Lord is leading you to support Discovering the Jewish Jesus, please visit our website at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. While there, you can check out our many free resources, such as teaching notes on this episode, submit your prayer requests, and do so much more. This concludes the podcast.